When's the last time you gave away a Blu-ray at the River Cities Reader there?
I don't think we've ever done that at the River Cities Reader. Nah. Never. Never. Yeah,
because nice job, guys. Really, you made someone happy today.
We're players.
Yeah, you are.
Now
players.
I have to go up front and make sure that the people working up there realize, please double check the ID. Don't give this away to someone who just says.
And make sure it's not Rupert Murdoch's child or anything, right?
Okay. I'm Lucas. I'm here for my.
We'll do that after we talk to Mike about the movies. He's got some grim prospects
wow.
today.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah.
We'll get to that. But first, again, everyone, he's the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader.
The paper issue out this week with the
dining guide in it. Yeah.
That's a good one to save.
It really looks nice, too, I got to say. Yeah, I'm biased, but the cover looks great. It's a nice package.
It looks very appetizing, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
I like to fold that one up and put it next to the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
So that when we're thinking about going out for a occasional meal.
Give you some absolutely. Ideas.
It's a reader guide, and I know exactly
what's
what.
That's what it's for, Jess. Yeah. Cool. Let's pick one up, folks. Yes.
So, Mike, what have you seen since last time we talked?
Let's see. Well, The Losers, I saw that comic book adaptation about the CIA operatives who are kind of undercover now, and it was a hoot.
It was
really, really good.
Uh-huh.
I was really surprised. Yeah. It opens with one of these, you know, crazy-ass action scenes at the beginning, but what I noticed is they're shooting a whole bunch of people, and there was no blood whatsoever. Zero blood, which surprised me because I kind of went into it thinking it was going to be like Kick-Ass. It was going to be just kind of this violent comic book-y graphic novel thing.
Right.
It's not. It's like a... It's like a Sunday Funny Pages type of thing. So everyone gets shot. Nobody bleeds, you know. And for the most part, they shoot people with darts as opposed to bullets, which I thought was refreshing. It's got some good comedians in it. Chris Evans is really funny.
You know what I miss? A good dart fight.
Yeah. It's narcotizing darts. I was like, oh, okay.
That's what we need more of in this world. Darts.
Jason Patrick is the bad guy. He's hilarious. He's so funny. It's good. It moves really fast. It was entertaining. Silly. Sets up for a sequel nicely that I'm kind of looking forward to now. I could see another Losers movie.
When is the last time a movie set itself up for a sequel and you thought, I'm looking forward to that?
Yeah, and I didn't roll my eyes.
Yeah, that's not really something you get a lot of.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a terrific time. Probably an hour 40, maybe?
Okay,
hour 35?
Bad.
No.
Right.
So
it's
the Losers.
It's quick, it's over, and it's you're out of there. It's great.
He likes The Losers.
Yeah.
And then
The Backup Plan with Jennifer Lopez.
And?
Yeah. I was on board for about 2 minutes. For about 2 minutes, I'm going, okay, this might not be terrible, because she is actually pretty great.
Yeah.
I gotta say. Yeah. She looks good. She's funny. And, then it just becomes everything you think it's gonna be. It's she's pregnant. Isn't that hilarious for an hour and a half?
I could see watching this if the wife rented it, because I don't mind looking at Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of smart.
Especially if she's pregnant and things are happening to her body.
Oh, and they do.
Oh, do
really?
Oh, things happen. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure. It's Jennifer Lopez. So we're still at 5 months, still trying to squeeze into the tight, skin-tight dresses.
Of course.
We've got stilettos that her feet don't fit in anymore.
But,
you know. But what's weird about is her grandmother is played by Linda Lavin.
Uh-huh.
Which
really?
Is already kind of freaky because it's like, wow, Linda Lavin.
Well, we love
looking,
Linda Lavin.
Who's looking old. Yeah. Linda Lavin's boyfriend, Tom Bosley. Didn't know he was still alive.
Nice.
Are you sure it wasn't David Doyle?
Pretty sure.
Because we make that mistake all the time.
He looks really old as well, because he is, but he sounds just like Tom Bosley.
Yeah.
I mean, it just warms your heart. It's like, oh, it's Tom Bosley. That's great.
If I would have told you at the beginning of this year, at some point, Mike, you're going to sit and watch a Tom Bosley, Jennifer Lopez movie.
Yeah.
You would have locked me up.
Yeah.
I said, call in the Cuckoo
Bosley
Patrol.
And Linda Lavin in love.
Linda Lavin,
that's
Tom
hysterical.
Bosley, and
that's,
Jennifer Lopez.
That's
in
comedy right
the
there.
The Backup Plan.
So there's not a point where he takes out the trash and he's using Glad bags.
No.
And just gives the audience a knowing look.
I'm still pitching this. Or he uses one as like a sleeping bag.
There's a knock at the door and it's his long lost son, Chuck.
Why are you sleeping in a Glad bag? Because it's the only way I can make sure I make it through the night.
I'm so upset I got inseminated and now I've got a boyfriend. Well, don't get mad. And then he just looks at the camera.
Everybody. They need you in Hollywood, guys. I swear. You should
Don't get mad.
And then just look.
Everybody?
Is it still working for you?
Okay. You can have all the bods so that you want, ladies.
So god awful or no?
It's just awful in that expected way. Who cares? Okay. Whatever. So move on. But it's
not bad enough to get you riled.
Nah, I didn't leave pissed. I just went, all right.
Okay, so it's not a license to wed.
No.
That bad.
No.
Okay.
But right. One of these today just
could
might be.
Okay.
Well, we've
just
got
might happen.
A Nightmare on Elm Street, Jackie Earle Haley, who we think is terrific.
Yes, absolutely.
Kelly from the Bad News Bears. He is the razor-fingered Freddy Krueger.
Oh, he is this time?
Yeah.
Which kind of looks like him in real life
a little bit.
He's got that look.
I'm not saying it's bad casting, but Robert Englund is Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
And he's not
dead.
But if you've
got...
There's no reason.
He just did it, 4 years ago? Is that when Freddy versus Jason? Maybe it was longer than that, but.
Not that long ago.
Not that long. No. He's still
kicking. I wonder if they
use
any makeup on him at all.
Didn't you interview him recently?
Sure, we've had him on.
Yeah.
Good guy. But this is
not Nightmare on Elm Street. This is a nightmare.
Well, no, the first one was too.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, it was. All right, I thought they were doing that Fast and Furious,
that Final Destination,
the Fast and Furious thing, where they're just changing one word.
No.
You think it's a whole new experience?
No, the first one with Johnny Depp was a Nightmare on Elm Street. Was he in one or two, Johnny Depp?
One.
He was in the very first one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one's still pretty scary. Yes, that one works. Yeah.
So it's a remake of the 1980s horror classic, and
give Mike a little Robert Englund. You got any of that?
It's not worth it. I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble finding.
I'm just. I can't navigate anything.
Here is in this clip, Chris, who's played by Katie Cassidy, and Jesse, played by Thomas Decker. So it's finally a movie where Katie Cassidy and Thomas Decker get to chew the scenery a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They realize that they're both having the same dream.
Hmm. Please tell me what's been going on.
Well, every time I dream, I always see this man. And he's burned and melted. And he's always trying to attack me with these knives.
On his fingers.
What? Oh, my God. We're having the same dream.
Chris, it's not possible.
It is possible.
It's just a dream, all right?
Shh.
No, that's not the dream. The dream I'm having.
Robert Englund, and you're listening to Dave and Darren on Rock 104.9.
You see how seamlessly he goes from being Robert to being Freddy?
Yeah.
That's acting, Schultz.
Yeah, yeah. That's talent.
No, the dream I'm having
is... What did Kelly do other than smoke cigarettes on the pitcher's mound?
The dream I'm having is I'm back in high school and I haven't been to that class all term long.
Yeah. People have the same dream all the time. It's not that
big a deal.
That's
the dream I'm having.
My teeth are falling out. What are you going to do? It's the same dream. Everyone has it. Yeah, there's no need for this.
I just, on the plus side, we're running out of horror movies to remake. I mean, right? We're running low. Think of one horror movie from like the last two decades that you would want to remake. There aren't any. They're all from the 80s and the 70s.
Yeah.
So there's, you know... At the end of the day,
they haven't touched The Exorcist yet, have they?
No. Oh, you're right. That'll happen.
Oh, there was an Exorcist.
Yeah.
There was an Exorcist movie not that long ago, wasn't there?
Was there?
I thought they re-released. But it was just a sequel. We haven't like done a revamp yet of The Exorcist.
Right.
That's what needs to happen.
Coming.
Sure, absolutely.
Has there been a reboot of The Omen
recently?
Mia
Farrow was in that one, and Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, okay, that's
did
right.
About
that's right.
4 years ago.
What about
we're running
Rosemary's Baby.
That should happen. It's Alive. You remember It's Alive with the little. The newborn who has teeth and claws and crawls around the neighborhood.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
That was a tough birth.
Yeah.
How long has it been since there's been a Child's Play movie?
Long enough, probably.
Yeah? Bring back Chucky.
When are we going to get another Leprechaun?
Yeah, put Aniston in that.
Yeah, next. Yeah, then there you go.
Right?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
That'd be all right. That'd be fine.
Also opening today, Furry Vengeance. By the way, that's weird because I have a DVD that I keep under the bed called Furry Vengeance.
Uh-huh.
For, you know, a special alone time.
Made in California. In a couple days. Actually, it was one afternoon.
Furry Vengeance stars Brendan Fraser as a real estate developer whose new project sets off an epic all-out war with the local forest creatures.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
All they sent me was a little bit of the trailer for us to enjoy and dissect. A furry vengeance.
He upsets.
We're gonna pour $100 million into the local economy.
Dan, we've got to do something.
Dan, you're building on a nature preserve, and nature's ticked off.
What are you telling me? The animals are trying to get me to stop developing Rocky Springs.
I think the animals are out for revenge.
I hate Blondie now. You've ruined Blondie for me.
You've ruined.
Now, I'm going home and I'm throwing Heart of Glass in the fire.
I would go to this if the movie was actually only 5 minutes long and the animals really tore him to pieces.
It's the end of Fraser. That's it.
Yeah, you got a movie.
Oh, man. That looks stupefying.
There are so many weeks that you leave here that I think we'll never see him again. He's going
this
to
This is
stop.
Like the worst one.
He's going to stop being ages. A movie critic and just work on the acting or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, just
and
do
this,
a farm.
I'll be shocked if you're back next week after this.
You might not.
If I say Nightmare on Elm Street, I don't think it's going to be awful. I don't think it's going to be good.
No.
I think it's just going to be a movie you've seen before with different actors.
No. I can't even picture sitting through Furry Vengeance and going, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
tell
that,
you what,
that's when
this,
I have to retire.
You'll stop bad-mouthing old dogs after this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
I should maybe reconsider my thoughts on old dogs and cop out. And
Here's the thing I want you to do. Sneak a flask in. And every time one of the creatures, and I haven't seen this, I'm just guessing, every time one of the creatures high-fives another creature.
Yeah, or goes, yes.
Yeah, 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 or does the yeah thing. Every time they do the Kurt Gibson fist pump into the body.
Yeah. Yes.
Or they give each other little high-fives with their little hands, uh-huh. You have to take a drink.
Okay.
And you text me if you need a ride home. I will be there at the theater. Uh-huh.
You would do that for me.
He is
pretty drunk.
He's Mike Schultz.
Man. Wow. We'll maybe see you next week.
I hope so, man, because I love what you do for the River City Sweeter.
Thanks.
I love what you bring to the show. But if you decide after Furry Vengeance you don't want to be a movie critic anymore,
you'll understand.
There's no one that's going to hold that against you.
Okay. It's good to know, at least. Thank
you. He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.